Is it on?
What is what on?
Do you know that this works?
Is the music on?
We're in a meat locker, so can they hear us through
that? Do you
think
that I would do this if it wasn't on? Do you think I would waste our time if it wasn't going to be worth
it? I just want to make sure, because I know we haven't done this in a while. I just want to go over, and I don't know if the echo in this meat locker is going to affect the quality of the audio.
This was the most enclosed space, okay? And all of these
cured meats
are going to soak up the extra sound, okay?
Okay.
Now, why there are actual cows... corpses hanging in here. I don't know why.
Because the last time I checked, prosciutto was not on the Jersey Mike's menu. So, and also, I just want to say,
and that's from a pig.
And I don't understand. So just like you would see in Spain, mm-hmm. and you know we've been there, where they hang the legs and you can see the hooves and stuff. That's what I'm looking at. And the other thing I think is fucking weird as shit mm-hmm. is that Italian men have been driving their trucks up to the back of this thing and unloading meat. Like, I don't know if this is a mafia type of situation where this is kind of hot meat. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not hot in that it's very cold
because it's extremely cold in here.
It's freezing in here.
But
I don't know if they're running some sort of a game back here. This is not a Jersey Mike's that I'm familiar with.
Well, the Italian Jersey Mike's are very different.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get a franchise out of the U.S. that is a classic American franchise, it's going to change things, you know? So your French Jersey Mike's, Jersey Mike's is not going to be the same as your Italian Jersey Mike's, as your Jersey Mike's in Kosovo.
Got it.
Right?
So the fact we're in Sicily and this is a Jersey Mike's, mm-hmm. they're doing things different here.
They do things different, just as... you know, similar to how Burger King in Paris.
Le Burger.
Yeah, exactly.
Le Ray de Burger.
Should we start over again? Should we try it one more time?
As long as you know what you're doing, because I don't know if they're on a different metric system.
This is going out live right now, just so you know.
What?
Yeah.
How are you? Okay. Fuck. All right. Let's do this. We got to do this.
Arrivederci,
there's Whoppers. Hola, Whoppers. We in Sicily, bitch. We riding out this pandemic in style. What's up, Leo DiCaprio? And whatever model you're fucking, because we go like Beyonce and Jay-Z with, oh, I want to womp this pandemic.
DiCaprio?
Yeah, he loves to go on a yacht around these places.
Oh, right. I thought you were just trying to think of an Italian-American name.
No, but that's true. That works on a couple different levels.
Nice work.
Can you give it to me again?
Uh-huh.
I want to try one more time.
Okay. Which one? The whole thing?
Ciao, Bella.
5, 6, ready, walk.
Womp the jams, Italian jams, talking prosciutto and bologna, talking Joe Pesci and James Gandolfini. I'm talking all the Italians out there that's harboring us during this deadly pandemic, cause, oh wow, bombless jams.
Well, clearly we still got it. Let's just be honest. Were you just listing every Italiano person that you know?
Yes.
And every Italiano meat?
I ran out of after three. I really blew my load at James Gandolfini.
Classic Italian-American actor.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Wow. Wow, Liz. Well, first of all, we've disclosed our location. So I guess by the time...
The Jersey Mike's in Sicily, does that really narrow it down?
Yes, because there's only one Jersey Mike's in Sicily. So absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to move it after 45. Okay.
Okay. That's fine. Wait, at 45 minutes into this podcast, we're going to move it?
Yeah. We were going to have to move locations in 45 because that's how long. Because I told you it's going out as a live feed. So it won't take much time for them to triangulate our location if someone is looking for us, which we've been given clues over and over again that they are.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're still in disagreement about that because some of your clues just seem like normal things you'd find in a Jersey Mike's. Like My concern, and I'm actually glad we're bringing this to the people, is that you've started to lose your mind.
Interesting.
Because it's just been you and I on the road. It's like we're like an echo chamber because you're starting to say like, hey, that shredded lettuce is in a certain formation. And I feel like you're like straight up going like Tom Hanks Da Vinci Code with a movie and book I did not see and I never will. But
why is that? Because it's not actually scary.
Yeah, it is. He's underneath tunnels. And doesn't he do something fucked up to his back?
Who? Tom Hanks?
Some priest does something fucked up.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
But that is also scary to you. Self-flagellation.
Of course it is.
That's just the history of the church.
No, that's terrifying to me. I don't want to see that. Also,
that's because you were raised Catholic.
Sure. But also, Tom Hanks, and I know this isn't popular to go after.
Careful
Hanks.
Where you tread. OK, careful where you tread. Sleepless in Seattle.
I feel like he decides, much like Adam Sandler, that he just wants to shoot a movie in Italy or he wants to be on a submarine. And I don't know. We got that pirated, whatever that one, where he's like, we got to get him home. And he's going across.
That was
the channel.
The real story. That was a true story about a ship that had gotten pirated.
Well, fine. But like every time he has to be the hero, I'd like to see Hanks be the bad guy for once. I'd like to see Hanks, you know, they find out he's the one wearing hoods.
What do you call Polar Express?
Oh, yeah. That movie is fucked up. Hot chocolate. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Hot chocolate. Remember that?
No, I didn't watch it. That's one movie that you've seen that I have not.
I'll never recover. Polar Express and The Silence of the Lambs, two of the scariest movies that I've ever seen.
Listen, Wompsters, you're listening to Charlotte Shardog Lissler and Marissa Wampler. We're coming to you from between and betwixt the meats today of a meat
it's
locker
a meat cute.
In Sicily.
This is a meat cute. Did you hear me? That's bringing it back to Hanks.
Yes. And
I'm the Meg Ryan.
Again, we're not going to be here for long. We're live. We're sending this out live. We have missed you. I think you've missed us. But it just simply wasn't safe for us to broadcast. And I'll be honest, I've been crying so much this year that it would have been a rough listen, especially for the ASMR folks that, you know, it's a hard time to listen to the tinkles of the tears running down your cheek. You know what I mean?
So, well, it's not just the tears, but everyone remembers what your cries sound like. They come out of your vagina or something.
Yeah.
It's like, I've honestly, to me, it's white noise at this point and I can fall asleep to it. Mm-hmm. But I know when we were living in that lighthouse in Nova Scotia, mm-hmm. I know that you hit some sort of a note that had the whales coming to you like
they
were breeding. And so
it threw off the migration of the whales. And I
don't know if people read about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had to swim out there and reroute them with my cries.
That's right. That's right.
Which, you know, was honestly a beautiful moment for me. Never gotten
healing.
That close to a whale and I never will again.
Yeah. That was a healing moment for you.
Yeah. Wish you'd come with me.
I don't know how to swim, as we've established. I
could have ridden on my back
learned.
like a little hamburger jetpack, you know.
I could have, but I thought that would be dangerous. Listen, we're living with enough danger. Also, you know, I would beg to differ with you about our plan for the pandemic, but we've already done it for a year, so I mean, this is just hindsight is 2020, but the fact that you wanted us to go around the world, I mean, this is like a place where you want to hunker down, but you said instead, you said, get your backpack, pack it with as much beef jerky as you can find,
mm-hmm.
A couple journals because you wanted me to be journaling this experience because it's so historical. And then my passport. Although then when I got to you, you set my passport on fire, which mm-hmm. I thought was, I felt like, honestly, I felt like Meghan Markle when they took her passport away right when she got married.
You did watch that interview. I thought you would.
This point, I had to stand outside that Lotteria, that, you know, the bar with all those, where all the old Sicilian men do it. They were watching it. So I saw it in Italian. So I had to figure out what was going on through body clues and context clues, which you've trained me in. So I think I got the gist of it. But At any rate, you burned my passport.
Well, you understood deeply that she had her passport taken away. So I mean, you may not be able to speak Italian, but I think what we can conclude is that you can understand it.
I can intuit it. I can intuit it. Grazie. Grazie mille.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a million.
My dream is that someone would call me Ciao Bella, but no one's, they just say ciao, really, to me.
Well, I've asked you not to go out on the street, and yet you insist in the waking hours, while everyone's siestaing, for you to walk.
To peek in a few windows.
Yeah. But it's simply not safe. And, shout out to the Jersey Mike's connection, because we have been really able, between, solitary caretakers of lighthouses and museums and some other places, we've been able to find safe harbor and also learn languages, study classics.
That's right.
We wrote an album.
We dropped an album, which unfortunately, we wrote it. We didn't know how to drop it, but we were going to. And then
we literally dropped it in the desert. And I'm pretty sure it's never going to see the light of day unless it's
under
found.
A dune. Yeah, it's under a dune.
Later, and something's going to be, a shrine's going to be built around it. But
like the Dead Sea Scrolls or whatever.
Exactly. We've really been, on the loose and on the down low, not as it pertains, like in the Oprah reference, but I think we felt the calling that you guys needed to hear from us to know that we were okay.
And safe.
And we are. We've made it to the other side. We're still gonna lay low for a while because, it's not over.
No, it's not over.
But I can see their light on the. I can see like the lighthouse in Nova Scotia. I can see light on the horizon.
So can I. For the first time today, I felt some sort of optimism, and I think it might have been the 7 panna cottas I had. Because we've been on mostly just a meat diet, pure processed meats.
And right.
It hasn't really sat well with my digestive system, to be very honest. And I've gained at least, a cool 82 pounds in the past year just from the meats.
That's just like a guess. It's just a...
And the I weighed myself on the meat weigher where they slice it.
Careful with that, because that also is a slicer. I don't want you to slice a little bit of your butt off.
You got it. Well, actually, to be honest, it might not be such a bad idea because I don't know how I'm going to shift this weight. I really don't. But you know what? What I love about Italy, again, the epicenter of the pandemic. So a strange choice that we would choose it. But they've gotten their shit together.
Well, we haven't been here always and not for long. And I'm not going to reveal the series of patterns of why we chose to be where we are when we are. But right now, this makes the most sense. And in about 40 minutes, it won't make any sense anymore. And we're going to get the hell out of Dodge.
Do you know where we might go?
I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
How about give us three different countries? They can't find us in a country. Where are we thinking of going? Be my Vanna White.
They can't find us. I'm not going to narrow it down out of the myriad of countries and continents.
Well, how do I know what kind of outfits to pack? Do I need a cover-up, a beach cover-up?
You wear the same thing anywhere we go, a tank top.
Do I need a tent? Not to bring back Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, but you know that tent sex must have been outrageous for her to make that kind of
like in Africa.
They went to Botswana, like on their second date. That's the kind of romance I am waiting to take me. Just like that kind of stuff where you're like, fuck it, I'm going to join the royal family. I don't care what the fuck's going to happen to me because that sex is that good. You know what I mean?
To be honest, it's not the locale that makes the sex great. It's what you do with your hands, your fingers, your buttocks, your abdominal floor, pelvic muscles, and your breast muscles.
I've been working. Listen, I think I've been working my pelvic muscles out so much that I actually think they're going to break off a dick or something if it gets in there. Because you've told me that so many times. I'm constantly squeezing it. And I'm just afraid it's going to be like a Kit Kat bar type of scenario. Give me a break. Ow, give me a break. Break me off a dong of that Kit Kat dong.
Kit Kat dong. Now I'm picturing a man with a thin chocolate wafer penis. That's wonderful. Thank you.
That sounds delicious. And not
it'd be interesting that it would break off
balls.
In that way, though, because when you think about a Kit Kat bar, usually it's four Kit Kats side by side, right? So then the whole thing would have to slide in like an ATM, and then somehow your vagina
break
muscles break it from the side. That's fantastic. If you really have that kind of control over your vagina, you're going to know ecstasy like you've never known it. And that's
the God's
honest
so.
Truth.
Listen, what's been so great about getting out and seeing the world is realizing there are so many different types of men out there.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
There's a gypsy that'll grab you. You know, that'll grab you and try to get your cash, but maybe cop a feel, you know,
uh-huh.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and then there are the elegant businessmen of Switzerland, you know,
the salt and peppers, as you called
them, salt and pepper, you know, and all these different types of men. You've got the French men who seem mm-hmm. just a little bit on the gay side. But that's fun,
sure.
You know, because who knows which way that's going to go for you, you know?
What do you mean? Like which angle they're going to come at you from?
Exactly.
Okay.
You got to work harder.
And then there's the Australians that do it all upside down.
Absolutely. And there's something great about the idea of having sex with somebody in the bush with there's a knife nearby, you know, that bit of danger. You know,
sure.
If a rattlesnake comes a calling, they can skin it, fry it up. Have a midnight snack after it.
Listen, I honestly feel proud that you've learned all of this incredibly accurate information
done any of it.
About these men, but you've been observing. I mean, let's be honest. In the past, in your tiny bubble, in that condo at Marina Del Rey High, like, did you look outside of yourself? Like how often? And if you did look outside of yourself, it was to see how it was going to affect you. So to be honest, you have done some incredible observations on the male populace. I think that shows growth, even if it is about how
that's
they're.
What she said that I would like to show growth.
No.
In a dong inside of me, but I don't know when it's going to happen.
Well, it's not going to happen during lockdown.
Can't you pay somebody?
It's not safe.
Can't
it's
we
not
pay?
Safe.
When we went
of course
to Amsterdam, I saw every manner of woman. You know, some of them are in the storefront. I didn't see any dogs for sale. Like in Mary Poppins, dongs for sale.
That's
dongs,
not a song. That's not a song for Mary Poppins.
For sale.
You're like singing Tuppence a singing Feed the Birds, Tuppence a
yes.
Tuppence a pound or something like that.
Feed the dogs. Yeah. Feed the dogs.
Wow.
They cut that in the movie version.
You know what I was thinking was the beginning of Brigadoon. Because in the opening, all the clans come out and sing what they're selling. And there's a woman who's singing about selling milk. And it's like, you know, Clan McGuffey or something.
You're like the only person who's watched that movie. Like, nobody's watched it.
I didn't just watch it. I was also in a production of it. Like
where?
Seven times throughout my career. Wherever I go, I love to join a community theater. I just love.
And they're always doing Brigadoon and you just throw on your
clock? Yeah, because there's so many characters and there's so many women in it. And
right.
And there's only really two handsome men and then one crazy man. And then the rest are, you know, and you get to go to New York. You get to go to the Highlands of Scotland.
Again,
it's all wonderful.
I'm never going to watch it. Even when we were in Scotland, I didn't want to watch it.
So did you write down an agenda for today's podcast or anything in your journal?
To be honest, I didn't have any confidence we were going to get this thing up and running because I can't believe we've got a signal and that you're using the BBC. I think is crazy that like we've somehow hacked mm-hmm. into their system.
Yeah.
So
this is replacing BBC Woman's Hour, actually.
Okay.
Everybody's listening to this instead of BBC Woman's Hour.
Well, the Brits are going to have the shock of a lifetime because we are not to their taste. We were asked to leave the Jersey Mike's in London.
That's true.
Very by the way, very politely. But
and
we
a closed
asked,
storefront, we weren't really keeping that, you know, keep. We weren't really that much trouble, to be honest. But just something about our energy.
It was too loud.
Was making it hard for people around us to live. And I'll tell you what, traveling from place to place with an army of cats is not easy as well.
And around all that meat.
Yeah.
You know, thank God we've been closed down because that's a health code violation. But as we found out, Jersey Mike's is very loose on that. Very loose on that. Which
in
is
the
nice.
Anyway, in the back area, in the freezer, at least.
And thank God we had them, because since we've had to sleep in so many freezers, when we cover our bodies with those cats, it really is like a weighted blanket, like a weighted, cozy blanket.
It feels to me like a movie like Totoro, you know, like one of those Studio Ghibli movies.
Japanese horror movie?
No, it's not a horror movie. It's a children's movie. OK.
Sounds like a horror. Is it Japanese?
Yeah.
Are there like masks and a kite and a lonely
boy. Oh, that's
boy
Spirited
flying.
Away you're thinking about. But that, yes, that is a terrifying film, but it's also very moving and will bring you to tears. But the one I'm talking about, Totoro, he's a giant sort of cat bear. And
yep.
I mean, you could just crawl up into that, you know, and it's almost like Oropano, where the waves or the fish are her sisters, you know.
Again, I don't know where these references are very, yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to get them, but here's one. It's like slashing open a tauntaun and getting into those insides.
Into
only
those
we're not killing the
trails.
Cats. Yeah, but we're not killing the cats.
No, they're just crawling all over us.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I don't really have an agenda so much as, you know, I just wanted to kind of like give everybody an update as to what we're up to. And
yeah.
I mean, I know actually we did get some fan mail, if you were to call it that. And I don't know how they even found us, but we got some drawings and some chicken bones in an envelope, which,
oh yeah,
you know, I don't know if that was from an admirer here or from somebody at home.
Might
but
have
I,
been from
but
August.
Wait, you've been in touch with him since we've been on the road?
Well, no, I haven't, but I mean, seems like he's opened up. I think, you know, the pandemic makes you value what you maybe didn't value before. And so I think he's been trying to reach out in a language that he thinks I'll understand, you know, chicken bones laid on a threshold, or, you know, a spider web in a corner, Charlotte's Web style that says mama, you know, like that kind of thing.
Did you see that? You saw a spider web with that said mama, and you didn't call me over to see it?
That's when we were in the Jersey Mike's in Siberia.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was nothing going on. I would have loved to see that.
Well, it was the spider destroyed it right after I saw it. So it wasn't anything that you could have.
This is why I'm putting it out to the listeners. Like, I feel like your grasp on your sanity is tenuous at best. First of all, nobody knows where we are. How would August even get you a chicken bone? Are you sending these chicken bones to yourself? Is this that kind of movie where Leo DiCaprio's peeing in jars and stuff?
Which one is that?
Try to fly that airplane?
Oh, okay.
I feel like you've lost it. He can't come after you. He doesn't care. If anything, he's just in his houseboat, you know, doing what he's always done, which is to put space between you guys. Oh, no, don't cry. Don't. Is something coming? Because I want to know, because we should turn down the volume. No. Oh, no. God. Okay. I don't know how to work these levels. No. That's softer than it usually is, so that's good. Oh, God.
Is a release I needed, I guess.
Why does it smell like tuna fish in here, though?
I don't know.
Okay. I really don't know in which end that's coming out. I don't.
You want to talk about hot topics?
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about hot topics.
All right. Let me play a song for that.
This is the section where we talk about what's hot. What's hot in our personal lives? What's hot in the world? We keep it current. because you hear from us about once every 1.5 years.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we're going to keep this as current as possible. Liz, is there something going on in the world? And again, as you know, we get in bits and pieces since we're in all different places that I can't speak the language. Mm-hmm. Is there something you want to talk about? That's
what's kind of Bitcoin? You know, everybody's blabbing about Bitcoin. I don't know what it is. I don't know why.
What the fuck is Bitcoin? Isn't that from the 80s?
Nope, it's from right now. And everybody's losing their nards about it. And I don't know, like, if somebody could explain it to me, it's sort of like the stock market. It's like, I don't trust that shit. You know, I like to have my cash money. I like to have it in
sewed onto you
of the land that I'm in. But I'm not gonna invest in something that isn't even real Bitcoin.
Well, wait a second. People are using real money and putting in what is a Bitcoin? Can you tell me at least what a Bitcoin is?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It doesn't make any sense. It's not even a real thing. But everybody's like,
where have you been hearing about it?
Yeah, but it's been in the zeitgeist. It's like a buzzing around me when I go out on the street. And that's the other thing is Bitcoin is the same in every language, right? So if you're in Tokyo, it's Bitcoin. If you're in when we were in Florence, Bitcoin, right? It's
okay,
the same. Well, so you can always understand it wherever you are, and you know that people are speaking about it. And also some of the dark web that I've, you know, some of the ways that I've been getting us from place to place and connect, you know, the different traffickers that I'm using, not human traffickers, like,
no,
you know, underground traffickers. Right.
Right.
It's sort of like that movie with Charlize Theron.
So many movies.
You know, that movie, like, you've not seen this one, but it was recently out with Kiki Lane, Charlize Theron. Called The Old Guard. It was a great film. And it was about these warriors that never die.
Ooh.
And they protect.
Well, that's good.
They protect the good. And there's about five of them. Charlize Theron is the leader. And they
can
go
I
from
ask you if you had to
like
have
spot to spot.
If you had to bone one woman, one actress in Hollywood, would it be Charlize? Or would it be Australian Cate Blanchett? Which one?
No, I'd rather, if I'm boning somebody.
Yes.
For the pure bone of it?
Yeah, for the bone of it.
Yeah, Charlize.
Charlize, okay.
100%.
For me, Pamela Anderson.
Interesting. Interesting. Yep. And what is it about her that gets you going?
Baywatch Pamela Anderson.
Oh,
because I feel like mostly in. Well, I haven't seen her in a while, but I'm sure she's still got it. But I just feel like I'm not as in touch with my feminine energy as I'd like to be. And I saw an MTV Cribs with her once where she did her whole Malibu house in shabby chic. Mm. And, you know, I just feel like that's what I want, you know, vintage furniture, white duvet covers and a big set of titties. And just
interesting.
Just to go.
Sounds like maybe you want to be her. You don't want to be up on her.
Well, I have been called a narcissist before, so maybe that makes sense.
Mm. What's going on in the zeitgeist that's got you, that's interested you lately? What's new in your world?
Well, as I said, I had a complete Meghan Markle obsession, and I went this way and that on it. And as you know, I had, you know, because at the height of my gutter balls drama, which it's so crazy to even bring up his name. I haven't thought about him, honestly, for the last 6 months until we were like, let's do the podcast again. And then I started remembering him and how fucking annoying he was about the levels and making it all about him. And like when I proposed to him and blah, blah, blah. And so like now in some, and you said at night, I called out his name a couple nights ago. And that was the first time I'd had a dream about him. But that was, you know, that dream, quite honestly, was not romantic. It was like a Jay horror film, you know. So
what's that mean?
Meaning like there was a lot of like, you know, just me having to like run through a wet forest and then, you know, like pop out his eyeballs, you know, and put him in a sandwich, you know, that kind of stuff. And
sure,
I don't really
classic.
I don't really know what that means necessarily, but it wasn't sexy, I'll tell you that much. But anyway, so what was I talking about? How much I don't think about gutter balls and how he doesn't affect me anymore.
Mm.
But anyway, I think what my obsession with Meghan Markle was that, you know, she had this hot, tense sex, and then she said F it to everything, just to the whole everything. She walked out of Suits. She says, I don't need season 18 of Suits, okay? Yeah. Figure the fuck out what you're going to do with my character. I'm not under contract anymore.
Right.
You know? And she gave it all up and just started afresh. Now, we know that ended up really terribly for her, but now she's in Santa Barbara, so good for her. But that's what started my obsession. And I had a lot of fantasies about what it would be like to leave everything behind and become a new person. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, what I have realized is wherever you go, there you are. You know, there you are.
Yeah. I mean, all of the beasts that haunt you in the nightscapes, you know, they come with you.
They sure do.
They're everywhere.
And I have a lot of trepidation about returning home. Are we going to return home? That's a big question.
What will it be like? What will be the new normal if we do return to Marina Del Rey?
You know, I've been using bologna as a face mask, you know, like, and that's not going to fly back there.
Why
not?
You know,
in L.A. You can't do that. It's illegal. And so...
I'm not sure that's true. I don't think there's any kind of restrictions on what you can put on your face.
As a barrier? I don't know. There's just going to be a lot to get used to, you know?
Well, I think when you change, all right, when you've gone through a change, and to be honest, the whole world has gone through this change, right? Not just us. Everyone's had to shift, and we're all coming back. You know, I don't know. People say, I'd like to get back to the way things were. Well, fuck that. Okay? Fuck that. I don't want to go back. I want to go forward. I want to go forward. What's the new normal? How are we going to stand up and take care of each other?
What are we going to
each other in our humanities and how connected we are?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That if this happens to my brother... You know, in Belgium, and this happens to my sister in Brazil, then it is happening to me.
Well, but honestly, like, I was also surprised to see how many half siblings you have all over the world. Yeah. I mean, there is almost every country.
Yeah.
There's somebody that you're related to. And when we did your 23andMe.
Yeah.
And again, you fished an old one out of the garbage, swiped out.
Those are reusable. Yeah.
Did a rinse and then
I swabbed it with iodine. It's not going to be contaminated.
So I'm not sure how, you know, accurate those results are. But I mean, I think they were pretty accurate. You're like 2% everything.
And doesn't that make sense?
2% everything.
Mm-hmm.
And well, no, that's not true. Because I don't know what makes 100. Because again, I haven't learned the numbers, and we've had a lot of nighttime trains that I could have learned and studied, but I just didn't. I'm mostly just reread an old Nancy Drew mystery I had found in French, and I don't know French, so I was just really looking at the pictures. I don't know about that, but you are 35% Neanderthal, and that was a shock. But makes sense, too, because of all the survivals.
That's what we all are, though, aren't we? I mean, way back when?
Well, sure. But that's a lot. I mean, a lot of people say, I'm 0.8%. You know, I got 0.8% Neanderthal. But you're 45%. That's a lot.
We're all descended from Neanderthals.
Yeah, but most of us have evolved to a bit of a higher, you know, genetic makeup.
I'm trying not to be offended by what you're saying
to offend any of the Neanderthals that are listening to this podcast right now. I'm just saying that was a shock. You don't hear that anywhere.
Yeah. Well, one thing that
somebody's
I'll say
45%.
Is family is family. Like, if you're human, you're family to me, right? You may also be blood related to me some way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the same within the Jersey Mike's family as well, you know? I mean, I just have felt really taken care of by them.
And shockingly, considering you broke up with Mike. I mean,
he wants love from me. You know what I mean? No matter what.
You gave him up. That was so dumb. He want, he lives to take care of you. That's all he wants. That's what an Italian man does. He wants to take care of you. Like Tony Soprano, I don't give a shit what he's out doing because he's going to give me a stack of cash. Just don't ask any questions. That's what I want, you know, but he's going to make sure I'm swimming in cannolis. And that's what she said.
Well,
crunch.
Break I'm sorry, but listen to me. Okay, you just say six panacottas. So I want you to tell me what's different between the way that I take care of you and the way that a Tony Soprano would take care of you.
Well, I mean, okay, you're right. You're right. I just think that there's something about, you know, a man taking care of a woman that's very sexy to me. And I know you don't want me to be so binary about this, but it just is how, you know, I want the white wedding. I want the Meghan Markle fantasy in some
way. But who's that for? That's old normal. Who's that for? Like radically re-envision your future. What does it look like? What are the key pieces that you've learned that you needed over this past year that you can take with you successfully into the future? Because if you tell me that the thing that you've learned more than anything is that you need a white wedding and a prince on a horse to take you away from it all, then you've learned nothing.
Okay, maybe it's not the white wedding. Maybe it's the chocolate fountain that goes with the white wedding.
Well, we could have any event with a chocolate fountain. You don't think these Jersey Mike's guys got a chocolate fountain somewhere?
Hook up. Okay. Well, if that's the case, because I know the Ritz-Carlton in Marina Del Rey, they do a great spread. That's the only reason I've always dreamed of having a wedding. You can dip anything into that chocolate fountain.
You don't think you can get a great spread at any Ritz-Carlton? They got Ritz-Carltons all over.
All right.
I could take you literally into the Andes and we could swim in a chocolate river.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
What is that? But let's go there next.
I'm not.
Let's go there next.
I'm not saying anything, but your dreams might be coming true.
Yes. Yes. Fuck Utterman. That's the thing. It's like when I start thinking about him and it just starts rushing back to me, like who I was then and what I wanted then and how I imagined myself, you know, in that white dress and him in a bolo tie and an ill-fitted tux, you know. I have to give up that. I have to give up that reality, especially if I'm coming home, because I don't know where he is. Do you know where he is? Why are we spending so much time talking about him? This podcast would not pass the Bechdel test because I keep talking about him.
Well, but that's you. I haven't been talking about anybody but Charlize Theron and Bitcoin.
Do you know where he is or what he's up to?
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
What does it matter?
I just want to know so that I can fully let it go.
Is he in
Marina Del Rey?
I'm not going to say.
Is he with somebody?
With who?
Is he living at home?
By himself?
With his parents?
I don't know.
Has he asked about me?
I can't answer that.
You know what? If you really trusted me that I was over him, then you can tell me the information and you can see that I don't care.
Well, you just talked about him for 45 minutes, so I don't think you passed that test.
Listen, if he's married or engaged or something like that, like, I can handle it. So you should just tell me now because I can handle it. I promise you, I can handle it.
You definitely can't.
Oh, you're saying you definitely can't because he is.
You can't handle
you
whatever
would say,
information.
No,
if I give you one piece of...
If he wasn't engaged or married, you would have said, don't worry. No, that's not the case. You don't have to worry about that. But instead, you said, I can't handle it.
I'm not giving you any clues. I'm not telling you one way or another.
How am I even supposed to reach him when you've burned my passport? You've taken away...
What do you need to reach him for?
Just to... see what he's good, just to let him know I've moved on.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. If you were, maybe, you know what? Maybe you're like fucking Prince Charles just keeping me from everybody because you're afraid I'm going to, you're afraid that I'll leave you. Maybe there isn't, maybe COVID isn't even real. Maybe that's the case. It's all a plot for you to keep me away from him.
Sometimes I believe so deeply in you, and then I think, why? Why am I protecting this dumb little girl who by this point is in her late 20s?
Why are you, first of all, how old am I? That would be the first thing I'd want to know.
Nobody knows. Okay?
It's very hurtful what you just said, by the way. Very hurtful. You need to think about your backup style, okay? When you get pinned against a wall, how you lash
out. I'm not
pinned.
I'm giving you my soul's honest truth, okay?
You remember when we were in the bush? That's what she said. Back in Tanzania.
You can't do it on your own dialogue.
Tell me what.
Okay?
There is no rules anymore, okay?
You cannot say that's what she said on your own. Do you understand? It's not okay.
Fuck, I want. Hey, okay. My point is, remember when we were in Tasmania and we saw that Tasmanian devil? Have you ever, you guys at home, Google or YouTube Tasmanian devil, what they're like when they get cornered. They're nasty. Mm-hmm. They go just start biting anything they can see. Okay. And why we were trying to fucking sleep in its burrow, I have no fucking idea. But it went bananas on you. That's what it feels like when you turn on me.
Well, don't corner me then. If you can't handle the truth, don't ask for it. Okay. Don't tell me I can handle the truth. And then when I give you a non-answer, you spiral out into a bad news bear situation.
By the way, wasn't that Tasmanian devil meat so tasty?
Once we killed it, roasted it up.
Tasted like sweeter. Shawarma, right?
Should we do what's cheesing you?
Sure.
So as you remember from years ago when we did this podcast, this is a segment where we talk about, you know, what's bothering us, what's really getting us upset.
But just don't do it too loud because
do what?
I don't want to piss the people out up front.
What's cheating you? What's cheating you? What? What? What's cheating you? What's cheating you? What's cheating you? What? What? What's cheating you?
The cat's all upset.
Oh, come on in here, girls.
This is why we get kicked out of every place. You gotta respect this place.
Because
they're
over.
Loading meats
You're
right
good.
Now. They don't need to hear
You're
you
good.
Screaming.
I'd like to have them on my lower half a little bit, though, just to keep our legs warm while it's freezing in here.
I understand. They just don't scream. Cats don't like loud noises.
No, they don't. They'll come and sniff around you, make sure you're okay. They're very protective.
Well, you've raised them. That's interesting, isn't it? You raised a bunch of cats just to protect you. Protect you from what?
I didn't raise them. They flocked to me.
From caring about people? Protect you from being vulnerable? From actually loving somebody?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've loved gajillions of people. I love currently a gajillion people.
You okay. love a jillion people.
Yeah.
Well, what about that fisherman that you had that beautiful night with?
What about him?
You said you'd never felt that way about anybody before. He asked you to stay with him and help. You were going to help him knit nets and stuff like that. And I said, if this is your Mamma Mia, you should stay here. Stay on this island in Greece. You know, mm-hmm. I'll make my way home. But what did you do? You pulled a Joni Mitchell and you just bounced.
And I paid paradise.
How can you just keep bouncing? That's my cheese. Can we go into it?
Yep.
This is my cheese. I'm learning from somebody about life and love who doesn't sit still for 1 second. And why is that? Because if you put down roots, you're afraid there's going to be an earthquake, right? And that you're not going to withstand it. Well, somebody needs to look at you in the mirror and say, hey, you're strong enough. Those roots are strong enough to withstand rejection. Okay? I'm the only one putting my heart out on the line.
That's not true. You have it. You don't talk to anybody. You just stand around.
I would if you
watching chess matches. You don't understand chess.
Some of those guys, chess.
You know what I mean.
Some of those guys are dear friends of mine now, by the way.
Well,
we may not be able to speak the same language, but they give me sometimes they give me little sweets that are in their pockets.
Don't eat those.
That's what she said.
Don't eat those.
I always eat them.
That's why you've been sleeping so hard at night.
What you think? Why would those guys be giving me meds to stop me talking so much?
Maybe so. They can't concentrate on their next pawn move.
Just cheering them on. Anyway, don't distract me from the fact that I can't stand when people say, oh, you need to open yourself up. Well, Oprah, why haven't you gotten married? You know what I mean? You love Stedman so much, you won't let him come to a premiere and be photographed with him.
Maybe he doesn't want to go to the premiere. Okay. It's none of our business what happens for people behind closed doors. None of our business. And we want to know. You know why? Because we think she has it all. Right? She's got cars, millions of cars that she can just give away at any time. So much power. Well, maybe she has it the way she wants it. Maybe she has constructed her life in such a way that it can't be messed with. And that's none of our business. That's
Who are you talking about, Oprah or yourself? You've constructed your life with all of these walls so that your heart can't be messed with. Well, you've got some opening up to do, and we've got at least another 18 months of this pandemic. And so I hope you start to try to open yourself up.
Well, I hope that you understand that if I had left you to put bologna on your face in that shattered condo, that you would not be alive today. Because do you think gutter balls would have come over? You think your mom, Diane? You think Seth would have come?
Don't you,
you think
Castawe? Don't you bring up Diane? How
would have come over?
You?
To take care of you. And now you speak all these languages. You can you can skin a rattlesnake. You've eaten Tasmanian devil. You've, you've re-sewn bridges across canals.
I've sat on the lap of several gypsies.
That's right. I mean, you've learned about indigenous culture. And
trained a falcon.
Mm-hmm. You've got
Harry Potter live experience we went to.
You've gone through 14 different puberty rituals in different cultures.
I mean, I don't have a pube to rub together now. Do you know what it's like to get a bikini wax with a bunch of clamshells?
I do now.
That's tough.
It's tough.
And that hair ain't ever growing back.
And I'm telling you what, the moonshine liqueur that they give us was not enough to make that not swell.
It sure wasn't. It sure. We've done ayahuasca. That was a wild ride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, once I was basically released from Elizabeth Warren's security detail, the world was my oyster. And I used that oyster to scrape off my pussy hairs. And that's the truth of it.
Better than electrolysis. I mean, we should bring that back. That's $1 million idea. I just don't know what the end game is. It's like, are we going to keep running for the rest of our life? Is this our life? Is this our life? Like, nobody knows where we are. You know, you have passionate sex with an old toothless fisherman and then you just move on the next morning with no explanation. I mean, who are we? Reese Witherspoon in Wild? You know what I mean? Just fucking our way down the Appalachian Trail. Like, we got to.
That was Cheryl Strayed. That was her book. It was, a true story about a woman who walked the Pacific Crest Trail. There's a bunch of trails in this country. Okay. Not just the Appalachian Trail, although I will give you points for saying it right.
Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, shout out to our Appalachian brothers and sisters for taking us in.
Yes.
That was also a wild ride.
That was. And also shout out to Dolly Parton, who housed us in her little mountain cabin.
What a wonderful woman.
Fresh spring water.
What a wonderful.
And helped us with let her try on all her wigs.
That was probably the highlight.
That was definitely a highlight. Let's be honest.
It was a highlight. It's hard to say what the highlight was, but that was a highlight. You know what? I was just thinking in my head, would I rather have sex with Dolly Parton or Pamela Anderson? But Dolly's more like a mom to me at this point, a grandmom.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what's cheesing me? Is that I want you to give yourself credit for everything that you've been through this last year. Okay?
You really, that really took me by surprise. I thought you were going to rip me another asshole about
Gutterman
or
be aware of all the experiences that you've had. Yes, you have setbacks. You fall back in your own old patterns, harping on a heart that's never going to be there for you. And that's okay. We all make mistakes, but you have gone through some stuff this year and you have persevered and you've come out the other side a better person with zero pussy hair on it.
Okay? I knew you were going to say that.
You've eaten more processed meats and yet you get more and more beautiful every minute. Okay?
I don't know. I think it's making me break out.
It's making you break out down below.
I tell you what's making me break out is that bologna on my face. That is tough. My pH on my
skin
is just never.
You got to do something to put after the masks. You got to cool it down. It gets really heated up and your rosacea is really
popping.
It's
very heated up. Thank
you.
I appreciate you saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to believe that I can grow and change, but you're right. I mean, how can we go back? I keep thinking, oh, we're going to go back to the old way. There is no old way.
It's not there anymore. That bridge has fallen, and we can't cross back over to those old places anymore. We certainly can't.
I just don't know. I just don't know what the future holds. That's really hard for me. I've always been planning to not graduate. I've always been planning to do nothing.
Right.
You know, to grow not at all, to never age, to never date anyone new, to never, ever leave Marina Del Rey. So now that like everything's an option, what do I choose? Mm-hmm. You know, and do I don't know. And I am always afraid. I told myself I wouldn't do this. I'm always afraid, if I'm honest with myself, that I'm going to wake up one night covered in cats and I'll reach out for you and you won't be there. Because you disappeared on me before, and how am I to know that you're not going to do it to me again?
God, I loved her look in this movie, though, right?
Oh, she never looked better.
This movie was so horrible. We saw it in a theater with not one person there. No, there was one older woman there with us.
Yeah.
But shit, this was a bad movie. But it God was, damn it, didn't she look good?
She did look good, and she was believable in this role.
But that was a miscast.
What I need you to know is that you
on
are
that
strong enough.
Tim McGraw's.
Without me. Okay?
See, if you are planning to leave, I need you to tell me. I mean, we got that homegrown vaccine, and that's when I started to get worried.
What are you talking about?
When you got that gypsy to give us that vaccine, which I honestly, I'm not sure if it's legit. I didn't know if it was like
that was he was a doctor. In his village, though, he was the doctor.
He was a witch doctor, and he said, "This is a vaccine."
Yeah,
and I did, and so we are protected.
We are,
I guess, protected.
Okay,
that's when I started to get worried that you were going to leave me.
Why?
Because anytime you think that I've grown and that I can take care of myself, you bounce.
But you don't need me. That's what I'm saying.
I do need you.
Sure, you need me.
In a Jersey Mike's in Sicily, and I don't speak a language, and I have no passport. I do need you. I don't think I'd be able to get home.
If I were to bounce today, you would make it. You would go to those old men. You wouldn't eat their candies. You would ask
for safe
harbor.
I don't want to suck old man dong. I don't want to do that
to get
home.
You would trade some of this Sicilian meat for safe harbor in their homes, and you would become best friends or fall in love with an Italian man. Listen, you have all the tools that you need.
I don't. I'm not 45% Neanderthal. You are. Listen, I'm a great sidekick, okay? But I ain't the main event. You're Jason Bourne. I'm his friend that he just has to protect. I don't know how to jump on rooftops. You do. You know,
you keep saying you don't know how to do these things, but you have done them all.
Not well.
On your own. You weren't riding on my back. Now, the only thing that you haven't done yet is swim out with those whales.
I'm never going to. That's crazy.
But you know you could if you had to.
No, I can't swim. I sink to the bottom like a stone. I don't want to pull a Virginia Woolf. Like, I'm not going to make it, okay? So, yeah, I that's great. I've grown a little bit, but I want you to know that I'm not ready for you to disappear, okay?
I'm not going anywhere.
That's what you say to everybody, and then you do sometimes go somewhere.
That's just men. And some women. I don't want to be locked down by anybody's D or P, okay? I don't want to be locked down. That's, you don't give that to me. You don't offer that to me. And that's correct, okay? But when someone gets their sexual clutches in me, I got to bounce. Because I don't want to be, I'm start making dumb decisions, you know?
Yeah, well, don't worry about it, because unless you are planning on having a makeover and making yourself look like Pamela Anderson circa 1991, then I'm not going to be attracted to you, so you don't have to worry about it.
Great. I don't think you're pretty for sex either.
You don't think I'm pretty for sex? That's very hurtful.
With me.
I'm not talking about you not looking good. You don't think I'm pretty?
For sex with me.
Now,
I mean, you're no Charlize Theron. Let's be honest.
Oh, thanks.
Even when we shaved
your
head.
You know what I should have done? When we were in Brazil, I should have gotten all sorts of work done. Do you know what they could, how big they could make my ass look if they took some of the fat from all the other places in my body and put it in my butt?
You don't need any more there.
I would be worshipped.
You're beautiful the way you are. I just don't want to have sex with you. That's it. Okay.
Everything has to come with a disclaimer.
We should wrap it up.
What?
That's it.
I'm just getting started.
Nah, it's over.
What? It's over?
Yep.
Well, are we going to do this again? Are you going to be here another day for us to do it again? Give the people and me a commitment that we're going to do this again.
I'll let you know when I know.
Nope, 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 nope. Gutterballs, if you're listening to me, I am at the Jersey Mike's in Sicily. Please, I'll be here for the next 20 minutes, however long it takes to get the cats into their carriers. Please, find me. Send a telegram. I want to know, are you available? I'm available. I don't have any more pussy hair. Write them.
This has been a presentation of the BBC Women's Hour.